Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Yes, I'm excited.
Are you using your cell phone or computer?
My iPad.
Your iPad? Okay, make sure it's, I guess, awake. Because sometimes if it falls asleep, they'll disconnect us.
I'm gonna check. I gotta check my settings.
Well, let me check. Your iPad?
Yeah, but let me make
I'm using my iPad, so we should be good.
Well, yeah, but you said don't make sure that it doesn't go to sleep, so I have to shut off the you know what? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. All right. So what's going on, people? This is your boy B Spellman, and this is the Independent POV Podcast. And my guest, her name is Nevaeh, okay. Can you give me a brief bio about yourself?
Well, there's not really much to say. Where should I start? I don't talk about myself often. At least not in this fashion. So you want to know a little bit about me, essentially what you're asking. So, currently, I teach people about life and relationships.
Okay.
And with that being said, that means that I help people get a better understanding of God, themselves as consciousness, and their experiences in their lives. Help people heal past their past traumas and help them move forward in their desired endeavors.
Okay. Do you go through, you got podcasts?
Oh, I have so many things, but mainly I'm on Instagram Lives.
Okay.
Right, so I have a platform on Instagram.
Okay.
And, you know, people join my lives and I join their lives.
Okay.
I also have a Patreon account. And on my Patreon account, it's more for soul care.
Okay.
And I incorporate the Bible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And on YouTube, I also have a channel, Universal Life Trinities, as well as Wives Men Prefer. So I teach women how to become wives so that they can attract the man to be their husband.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As you know, I met you through Facebook. And I posted, which I'm very back and forth between Twitter and Facebook. I stumbled this post that I posted it on Facebook through Twitter, and she said a lot of women could have actually benefited from the advice Kevin Samuels gave, but ego, pride, lack of accountability drove them to believe he was the villain. And you posted it that you was married because of him.
Yep.
Yeah, let's talk about first. Give me your point of view of that statement that user said. Like, what's your point of view of that?
Like, what are my thoughts about the post itself? And,
yeah.
Like, what she said? Okay, so I would have to agree with her.
Okay.
And I agree with her because you can't learn anything from someone you don't respect.
Right.
So because I find that many people are introduced to him through hate, they themselves, without ever experiencing him for themselves, develop that same hate in their own hearts. So they continue to now watch him in those clips from that person's channel. And now, instead of becoming better, they are feeling more rejected. Because essentially, I think what these women are feeling is a sense of rejection.
Okay.
Even though they don't want Kevin, nor do they think that Kevin wants them. But their character is rejected because they fit the role based on their own behaviors.
Right. Okay. And did you watch Kevin Samuels?
I spoke to Kevin Samuels.
Wow. Okay.
Yep, 7 minutes and 42 seconds.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what clip or...
I have it on my Instagram page. I'll send it to you.
Okay, wow. Amazing. You're like the second woman that's been on his show that I've spoken to.
Well, when I spoke to him, the question was, why are women... I'm paraphrasing, by the way. Like, why do women... It wasn't about me looking for advice. He posed a question and I just simply answered it.
Right.
You know? But, it wasn't like anything where I was asking and it was about women. Because I was already with my guy by then.
Okay.
So, that's... I requested to go on simply because of the question.
Right.
Yeah. But I'll send it to you.
What was the question?
Like, yeah, I don't remember. That was back in 20... That was like 2 years. That was before he passed, so...
Yeah.
It was so long ago.
Yeah. And were you and your current husband, were y'all in a dating phase? Or your wife?
Okay, so... All right, so how did this go? Before I got introduced to Kevin Samuels' existence, I was already on a path of trying to figure out what men wanted. I needed to get a general understanding of what men are looking for in a woman. Because I realized at that time, the type of guys that I was getting, I didn't like them too much, but I also didn't know what the hell the other kind of guys wanted. So I decided at that time to try to embody some traits that I'm listening that men are saying. Like, they want a woman who is soft. Soft I was not. Softer. You know, so I'm learning and learning and learning. And I guess because I was watching those type of men, the algorithm kicked in and Kevin Samuels popped up. Now, when Kevin Samuels popped up, me and my guy, we were just roommates at that time, but I really wanted the guy, but he didn't want a relationship, and I wasn't going to try to force one on him.
Oh, y'all
Yeah. So, but I wanted more.
Oh.
You know, but he did it. He friend zoned me. Yeah, okay. It's cool. So, I understood, like, wow, I realized I'm at an advantage because we are in close proximity. Because I remember Kevin Samuels saying that even though the woman that is calling thinks that she's, you know, she's it, she's not taking into account the other women that are around him that she's unaware of. So I had to make sure that I stood out.
Right.
You know, so I took a lot of things that Kevin said, especially with the hierarchy.
Yeah.
And then the fact that he incorporated the Bible, it really made sense to me.
Okay.
Because I used to be the provider in my past relationships. Okay. I never relied on a guy. Even if we were living together, I was married before, and I didn't even rely on him. Because when I married him, he was broke. But I didn't marry him for money. I married him because I was broke. Broke in. Okay, because I was broke in, I got a broke man. You see how that works? And that relationship dissolved, and so I had to get into this idea of what do I do when I get him.
Okay.
So, you know, I took Kevin's advice about the leadership, meaning that I'm getting on his program.
Right.
And for me, that translated to, okay, Nevaeh, you found a guy that you wanted. He already has a plan. So if I'm going to get with him, I can't come in and try to change the agenda and have him go my way.
Right.
I have to be okay, relaxing, knowing that I'm supposed to be there to help him along his way.
Right.
So therefore, he doesn't need anything from me. He needs me to be. He doesn't need me to like provide. You know, he doesn't need me to do exactly what he's doing. He needs me to do the things that his job takes him away from, but that still needs tending to. So that when he comes home, there's nothing left to be done, and then we can enjoy each other.
Right.
So I did that before.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Right.
Yeah, I said, I did that before, you know, we started dating. And I think what helped me was asking him questions when we were friends, right? Asking him questions about, so what kind of woman do you like? What, you know, what don't you like when what women do? So I'm taking inventory. So I'm in my mind saying, okay, I can't do that. If I want to be with this guy, I got to learn to curb that. I got to eliminate this. In other words, I decided I wanted to become his wife. So he's telling me what his wife would look like, what she would do and what she wouldn't do.
Okay.
And I became her.
Wow.
So I used Kevin to get the guy, and I asked question to learn how I can keep him.
Wow. That's amazing.
It was on the job training.
Yeah.
I treated it like an interview. I became the perfect candidate for the position.
Right.
He knew I can.
You know you can do what?
He knew I can. He knew I can fill the role.
Right. Man. Mm-hmm. So did both of y'all have any kids?
It's funny. I got two girls. He got two boys.
Wow.
My oldest is 31, and his oldest is. Both of his children are in their 20s. So none of us got little kids. And my youngest is 19.
Okay.
But she's self-sufficient.
Okay.
She don't need me for anything at all. So we're like without kids.
Right.
You know.
That's amazing.
So we get to really enjoy each other. Right. And that's what really relationships is about, is the opportunity to experience ourselves as ourselves. Really. So I wanted to experience myself as nurturing. I wanted to experience myself as considerate.
Right.
Caring. You know, sensuous. I wanted to be feminine. Kevin Samuels taught me what femininity looked like. I knew the definition. Mm-hmm. But I did not have an example in a pictured form.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's crazy, because that would be your mom.
Well, it wouldn't be my mom, because my mom was a single mother, so she worked a lot.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, like, your mother is supposed to be that, but most of us got single
broken
mom.
Homes, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that really wrecking us, and when it comes to Black Americans.
Absolutely.
And white Americans, too. But that's like, that's really wrecking us, because we're not seeing that dynamic between father and mother, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The only time I saw that dynamic that kind of kept me sane is my grandparents. I only saw that through my grandparents, but I didn't see that in my, you know, my mom and my dad. And that's why I say things like Valentine's Day, you know, that's supposed to be like, you know, I think that's like a married thing activity.
I don't celebrate that.
Okay.
It's a waste of time for us. I tell them, like, every day is Valentine to me.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I don't care about that. It's February 14th, just like February 13th. I don't care.
Right. But then, because I listened to another commentator, he's like, I don't think most of these guys don't know what, because, like, you get these big expectations on just a single day with this so-called girlfriend, boyfriend, but most of these, us men and women don't never saw our dad take your mom out on a date, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're expecting him to do that for you, which a man or a woman never saw that in their own parents, you know?
Yeah.
Unless they were just out there, because they out there single too. Just like you.
Well, with my mom, even though my mom and my dad divorced when I was young, my mom's second husband, which came, you know, was the guy after my dad. So my mom only had two men in her whole life, ever. Ever. She lost her virginity to my dad, and then the next guy was my stepfather, and they were together for 30 something years until he died, until the day he died. So even though my parents weren't together, I still got to see how the men, even my dad and my stepdad, responded to my mom when she, I don't want to say catered to them, but she was of service. Like, when we had family, like, Christmas and Thanksgiving, my dad was always invited to everything we had, right? And he and my stepdad got along beautifully. And my mom would serve my dad and my stepdad, and the girls would serve the guys and the kids. So I got to see how it looked if a woman does that and the appreciation from the receivers from that. So even though my mom and my dad did not have a romantic relationship, they didn't need the title,
right,
for the character to be present.
Right.
So that's what I carry with me. I didn't care about the title. So when I was, you know, I had my eyes set on my guy, I didn't need to wait for him to make it official by asking me, are we, you know, can, you know, you want to be my woman? I just fell into character.
Right.
And the relationship developed on its own.
Okay.
One day I asked him, I'm like, do we have an anniversary day? Because I don't remember, like, a question being asked. He was like, nah, I don't think so. So I had to make one up. You know what I mean? Something to celebrate. You know? So it's, what I say is, like, watch the character that you're going to end up with and forego everything that comes with it. Because once you can identify the character, you can pretty much foresee what's going to come as a behavior pattern.
Right. What else? Well, I'm pretty much in my mid-30s. Single with no kids. I mean, I just been, you know, single. I mean, I think my last relationship, well, I don't even call that a relationship, because I think relationships are for basically a married person, people. I mean, that's a real relationship. And I think it was like, it's been almost over 10 years since I really interacted with a woman, because right now I'm about to graduate next year with a degree in cybersecurity, but like I just been single, you know. And what's your point of view on this modern day dating market that we're in?
Dating market. Okay, so the first date my husband and I went on was after we were married.
Okay.
Before then, we were going out as friends.
Okay.
So, because we were going out as friends, I mean, that was that. Mm-hmm. I never dated. I don't know what dating looked like. I never met a person that I didn't know and had to get to know them. It's always been somebody I always knew, and then grew up and like, man, you look good. Yeah, you look good. Let's see what happened. You know, that's pretty much how it ended. Yeah, I've never met someone new. But however, what I'm teaching my 19-year-old, is never go out with anyone. No, never sleep with anyone that you do not see as your future husband. That means you have to actually get to know him. Right. Start out as friends.
Okay.
You get to know a person when they're your friend, because we tell friends our secrets. We confide in our friends. You know, our friends feel comfortable enough to be vulnerable. You see? And when that happens, then you can pretty much determine if this is someone I can live out the rest of my life with. You know, watch how they get angry with you. If they're aggressive and whatever and you don't like it, they're calling you out of your name and stuff like that, that's not your husband. That's somebody else's man. But that's not your husband. Because your husband is going to know that calling you, like cursing at you and stuff, is something that he should not do, because he honors you. And he really cares about your feelings. You can get mad, but you don't have to be insulting.
Right.
But with this dating market, it's like they're not looking for character. They're looking for a come up.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're looking for a come up.
Yeah, because it's like, you're expecting every man to be worth a million or more. Like, that never happened. I mean, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
You know what? Not even that. I mean, you know, like, let's even make it reasonable, right? Because apparently the 100,000 is a mark. Okay, so let's use that.
Okay.
Even if they find a man, and not even sweet in the pot, making $175,000 a year, every one of those women that be on, you know, that used to talk to Kevin and I hear on Kendra G, they're always talking about how they're going to get the guy to make more. That says to me, this woman is insatiable. She cannot be pleased, because even when she gets what she wants, she's not satisfied.
Right.
So she don't care about your health, your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual wellness. All she wants is money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my thing is, like, especially this, like, my generation, because I'm a millennial. And when it comes to millennials and Generation X, what I'm seeing, most of us not even living that long.
What do you mean?
Like, most men are dying in their 60s and 50s.
Oh, wow. I don't... Yeah. I mean, my dad passed in his 80s. My stepdad passed in his 80s.
Right.
You know, so, like...
I'm seeing a lot more women living long.
Women have always outlived men.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the setup. You know, women and children first. So, women have always outlived men. You know, without women, there's no reproducing.
Yeah.
That's set up by, you know, natural design.
Right.
So, let's just leave it to, like, yeah, it's fate, right? I'm saying is that this, though. Forget about the other people, the other women. You're not looking for a wife. If you're looking for a wife, now you gotta go through all these different types of women. But if you're looking for your wife, you can avoid those types of women and just focus on her when she comes into your presence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think too many people are getting caught up in the options that's out here because of numbers.
Yeah.
You know, that one woman, because she got 10 guys hitting on her every day, it's not that one man that she wants.
Right.
And she thinks that she can get that one man that she wants because the 10 guys that she don't want desires her. She doesn't realize that the only reason why she's attracting the 10 that she don't want is because she can never get the one that she do want. She can never attract them.
Right.
She's moving out of order. She's moving out of place.
like, because even Kevin Samuels and made it like a joke. It's like, you know, man, you die early. Like, y'all trying to get a man to make 100 something, and like, that's like 5%.
And do you know why they dying? Because their wife's out there working too, so nobody's home to cook for them.
Yeah. Dying left and right. Like,
they're dying of starvation and exhaustion.
Yeah. Like, my granddad, like, died when he was like 69. Like, dang.
Yeah. You know, my platform, Wise Men Prefer, came because of Kevin Samuels.
Okay.
I had success. So I felt that I had the right to be able to speak on this topic. You know, and trust me, they fight. They fought so much that even though I make it about women, I'm really speaking to the men. Letting men know this is the kind of woman that you should look for, because your mother wasn't there to teach you. I mean, your father wasn't there to show you what a leader looked like. So I'm going to show you as a woman who's being led.
Yeah, and then with that, like, there's so much scenario that the father couldn't be that, because he gets, you know, he gets shunned by his own, you know, by the woman that he came to look for his kids.
Trust me, I know what that looked like.
I know, because it's been done to my dad. I mean, I'm glad that I had such an early relationship with him,
mm-hmm.
but he, like, was shunned away from me, you know? And I was in, like, in the situation, like, where my mom met my dad first, and then a year later, she met my sister's dad. So, that's the same mom, two different dads. Now, when it comes to my sister's dad, it was easy. I mean, she never got married. But when it came to, like, my dad, like, you can talk to him and stuff like that. And I'm like, I wonder why. Because my sister, you know, she can go to her dad, but her dad didn't even marry my mom either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. there was some vendetta, and you just got caught in the crossfire.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah, because I'm realizing that, you know, because of Kevin Samuels, there are a lot of guys out here with the platform and a whole lot of followers, and they're just regurgitating what Kevin Samuels is saying, but they have absolutely no idea what it looks like, because yeah. The same woman that raised that woman as a single mother is the same woman that raised that son as a single mother.
Yeah.
So just because you can understand what's being said conceptually, it doesn't mean you know what it looked like.
Yeah.
Because men don't really know what it feels like to be nourished. Nurtured by a woman. Why? Because the last time he's been nurtured was when he was a child.
Yeah.
So how can he recognize nurturing if it presents itself when he doesn't know what it looked like?
Yeah.
He can know what it means. So what? Have you seen it before?
And then also with the trust between men, where men are finding, or like getting paternity fraud. Like, they find out that I guess there's a video out there where a man was married for like 51 years.
Yep, I saw that. I saw that.
He found out his kids. Ain't
yeah, good. But you know what though? What do you know? What makes my relationship successful, at least in my eyes, is that my relationship is my own. I don't care what happened in other people's life. Like, I really don't know their story.
Yeah.
So just by me seeing their result and not knowing their story, I don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, what if I'm that percentage that works out?
Right.
why can't I not be the percentage that work out? Well, why do I got to prepare myself to be the statistic? This, you know, the I don't care that you didn't do what I'm not doing. What I'm doing. Like, if I'm moving a certain way, I will get a certain result. Because if you do a certain thing a certain way, you will always get that certain result. Science of Getting Rich, Wallace Wattles. Okay, you do a certain thing a certain way, you will always yield that certain result.
Yeah.
So if their thing didn't work out, it's because of whatever they did in their relationship that no one but them knows about. So why should I base my future success and or failures upon someone else's results that I have no idea what happened, how it happened, and how it went down?
That's so true.
You're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
So if you can set yourself up for failure, then sweetheart, set yourself up for success.
Yeah.
It takes the same amount of energy and power.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Just redirect your focus of attention and you'll see the other side.
And so what's your closing thoughts?
Never had one of those neither. How about being that one that comes out on the other side? The side where the grass is nurtured and the sun is shining and the clouds are enough for shade. And trust in your own sense to know that God gave you your own mind to use. Get out of other people's business and mind your own mind.
Okay. And please give me on where people can find you on these social medias.
Okay, you can find me on Instagram at n.d.trinity. You can find me on YouTube at what am I now? Universal Life Trinity. And I have the other one, Wives Men Prefer. And you can also find me on Spotify at Wives Men Prefer. And I think that's it. Yeah, Facebook, yeah, it's not that important. That's just my silly being place.
And you say it's Wives Men Prefer?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, I got you. I just subscribed.
Awesome. But Instagram, that's where I'm most active.
That's where you're most active. Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure you send me that clip on you and the goat.
Oh, the godfather.
The godfather. The old father.
Yes, yes. I gotta go on my IG. That's where it is. But I will definitely send it to you before the night is over, okay?
Okay.
And I love this. This is so much fun. Thank you so much.
Yes, just do this again.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. But remember, you know, your relationship is going to be your own. Don't worry about anyone else's failures.
Okay.
All right.
And that's what we got. You guys, it's been amazing. Until next time, guys, be amazing. Peace.
Yes. Good night. Later.